You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Day, hour number one of the G-Bag Nation. Zach Wolchuk alongside the Super Bowl winning scout Brian Broaddus. We got Eric Chiafalo, Lucius Alexander, Carter Freeman, coordinating your video, Gavin Dawson. He is still on vacay. He's going to be out all week. Back on Monday. Send him some well wishes. I'm pumped, boys. We get the summer league debut of Cooper Flag, and I need this positivity because I'm out. I'm done. I'm Dunsky. I'm throwing in the towel. This Rangers team is just, they don't have it this year. Something's always going to be the case. They get the run support. Bats are hot. Corey Seager is awesome. And then, unfortunately, here we go. Now we've got some pitching follies. Now the defense is having some issues. It's just one thing after another. You battle back three different times to take the lead. I can't take it anymore. I don't see it turning around.
It's like lotioning and lotioning and lotioning, and you just can't take it anymore.
No more.
Yeah, I feel you, man. It is pretty gut-wrenching when you finally get the thing that you want, which is the thing that's been so bad this year, the offense starting to click in a way that perks you up a little bit. There's no way. We score 8 runs. There's no way we lose that baseball game.
They were 12-0.
And so they find ways to lose, and I think that is a pretty damning quality about a baseball team.
Yes.
And at this point, the sample size is large enough to say, hey, maybe that is just who you are. But I can't help but come away weirdly encouraged with the offense, knowing what we still have from a pitching standpoint. I don't think this pitching is just bottoming out. You're going to get your random rocker night that doesn't work or lighter night that doesn't really work or whatever, but you know what you have when it comes to your super beasts, and you still have those guys. Generally, the bullpen's been pretty good, and that is a fixable trade deadline type issue. The lineup is one of those things where you're not just a player away.
Mm-mm.
And so if you have all these guys starting to click, you know, that gives me the encouragement that, hey, if you score 8 runs, you're going to be winning majority of those games throughout the year.
Bad cap, good cap routine.
I think that's what we're doing here. It's weird because I'm with you. It's like last night was miserable.
No, I like that. I need you coming in with some positivity. They've scored 27 runs in the first 3 games of this season, yet they're sitting at 1-2. And over this entire stretch, they're losing on walk-offs and extra innings. I mean, it's close games. They're obviously competitive. They're not getting completely shellacked out there. But it's just, I agree with everything you're saying in terms of good teams find ways to win those games. And the Rangers now, this goes back to a couple of years ago with Woody, right? When we just looked at that record, one-run games, and they were horrible. That flipped in 2023. First year under Boach, they found ways to win those. Now you're looking up in a division where you're 10 games back now of Houston, which also is a big reason. You're playing them. Hey, maybe you can make up some ground. You had a 3-game series with them after this one's done over the weekend heading into the All-Star break. But it's just, man, just when you start picking yourself up off the ground, we're back, you got a shot. This team just does something else to slap you right in the face and say, no, temper those expectations. I just, it's hard. It's really hard to envision them being able to leapfrog over the 4 teams that are ahead of them right now in the wild card and find a way to put a string of consistent baseball. Goes back to what COI was saying. We just haven't seen the damn consistency. I am optimistic about the offense right now, but gosh, it's just one thing after another.
Yeah, it is.
It's like the Cowboys, right? And Votch used to say this about the peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
Why can't we have our peanut butter and jelly together? This Rangers team's showing a little bit about that too.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the time maybe it all does come together, it could be just simply too late. Time is not really on your side at this point. So, especially when it comes to the division, the wild card stuff is still obviously in striking distance, but there's a handful of teams now, and you're going, okay, do we even have enough time now to do what we need to do in this team, get on a consistent run here? I mean, I was encouraged with some of the stuff in the graphics that they throw up during the game about the way the offense has changed course over the last month or so. So you're starting to see that trend be a little bit more consistent with the offense and the play discipline and stuff like that, which has been good. But yeah, overall, I think this team for sure right now is just, it's a team that finds ways to lose games. And that's just extremely heartbreaking.
You did get positive news with John Gray. He had two good innings in Round Rock as he continues to rehab. I mean, the 817 says if the offense turns it around, we'll start catching up. Especially with John Gray close to returning, you probably put Rocker down at AAA. Maybe you're right on all that. And I've at times had those same feelings of optimism. I just haven't had it today. And you know me, I try to come in and be optimistic. I feel as though we know what this team is. And unfortunately, it's one that's just a 500 baseball team at best. And I'm hopeful they turn it around. And maybe I'm using the Fred Davis. I'm just going to go ahead and crap on them. And then let's go ahead and get on a run here. But how many times have we done that so far? We're now over 90 games into the season. And this team just hasn't proved it. And until they do, I can't blow smoke up the fans' butts here anymore.
Yeah, not anymore, Walchuk. Been way too much smoke up way too many butts.
I don't think I've done it, actually.
And now we draw the line in the sand. I think
track that statement.
Speaking of sand, I think one of the bigger disappointments last night is we didn't get the ding dong.
I told you.
Broadus called it. Yeah. No, you called it.
No, you're right, Brian.
He got scared of it.
Baseball guy of the day.
Nice work, Broadus.
Yes. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll have to grill Jared about that a little bit. And I don't want to bust his chops too much, but I just want to just tell me why.
Yeah, why?
You know, why did you pivot away from something that felt like could be, you know, the beginning of something special?
Well, you know what it was is he was going to do it. And then he actually told me it was the one question and out yesterday. He was like, why'd you guys waste my time? Why'd you even put me on the air?
Did he say that, really?
No.
No, of course not.
Okay. He didn't. I know that's how he feels, though.
I think he really enjoyed the fact that he just got a G-Bag Nation quickie yesterday for about 2.5 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, hey, and who doesn't enjoy that? He's going to jump on at 3:00 today to avoid any bus conundrums. So we won't get the bus excuse today. No excuses. Hey, big time news. Brian, Mike Zimmer.
Yeah.
Dion yesterday, Big 12 Media Days. Zim going to be joining Dion's staff there at Colorado. Actually saw
full-time?
This. Sorry?
Full time?
Yeah. Yep. He's going to be on staff
with
there.
With benefits?
I don't know about the benefits thing.
You
know,
PTO?
It's above my pay grade. Obviously, they've got a great relationship. Zim was the secondary coach with Prime back in 95. And he already consulted with him back at Jackson State. So they've had a working relationship. I'm still a little bit bummed the Cowboys didn't find a way to bring Zim back. I thought he did an excellent job recovering the
second half
of last
year. I kind
of
feel like that to me that he was in a situation where when they didn't consider him for the head coaching job, he was done.
I get that.
He's like, listen, you keep... You know, like I come back, and yeah, it wasn't great, but you don't consider me for the head coaching job. And
not even an interview.
Well, I can totally get how he would feel that way. Zim's got skins on the wall.
He had a lot of success.
He had a lot of success. And so then all of a sudden that they tab, you know, Brian Schottenheimer, Zim got a little butt hurt, you know, and it's like, well, okay, if you're not going to interview me, then I ain't sticking around. There's no reason for me to stick around. So I feel bad for his assistants, too, because they always don't have that luxury.
Sure.
You know, the Jeff Seguinas and guys like that, they go on and have to go do something else. But Zim just said, listen, if you're not going to talk to me about the head coaching job, you can find somebody else to do this.
Well, this was a pretty awesome stat from Warren Sharp. Most first downs awarded due to third down penalties by a team's defense. So basically, like, how disciplined is your defense? Are you extending drives because of your stupidity on third down with a penalty? And the Cowboys were tied for the least amount of those first downs awarded to the offense with 4. They were tied with Cleveland in Atlanta. The most in the league was Washington, Dan Quinn's squad with 19. So Zim did what we had talked about last year. Can he had some discipline to the team, and it did prove, at least with that one statistic, this team on defense in the first half of the season was atrocious. Really the first 6 weeks, I would say. And then they really kind of fit. Once they got a little bit more hole, the injuries can factor in there a little bit. But they did a good job in terms of at least not beating themselves in the second half of the season with some dumb penalties. I thought that was a solid takeaway there from Warren Sharp.
Yeah, and on the flip side, seeing the Commanders leading the league in that category, not a category you want to lead the league in, you question, one, are they going to do that again? There's a good chance they don't lead the league in that category, even though they were sort of shooting themselves in the foot defensively. And to me, and I'm big time Jaden Daniels guy at this point after what he did in year one, it just adds to how impressive that whole season was. You lead the league in just giving up gimme first downs when you should be getting off the field defensively on third down. You still find a way to end up in the NFC Championship game.
My goodness, being flooded with texts here, 877-881-1053. What do we think about what OKC's doing right now? Is we're excited about Cooper Flagg, his summer debut tonight against Bronny and the Lakers. Coverage will start at 7 o'clock on ESPN. We're pumped for that. But, hey, we got the SGA contract. Yesterday was Chet Holmgren. And just now, courtesy of Shams Charania, the Thunder and All-NBA star and champion Jalen Williams have agreed to a 5-year max rookie contract extension that could reach $287 million per his agents Bill Duffy and Justin Haynes. So they're not making the same mistake as they did the first go-around with their stars of KD, Harden, and Westbrook. They're paying this bunch.
Yeah, and it'll really, I mean, the big-time ballooning of these dollars will start to accumulate over the next couple of years because they're all extensions. So, like, right now everything's fine. But you're going to have to go ahead, and if you're OKC, you're going to have to win over the course of these next 2 or 3 years. And then all of a sudden, you're going to be paying three guys so much money that building around them is going to be hugely challenging. Now, for the Thunder, they still have a bunch of draft assets. Mm-hmm. So as long as they make the right selections in the draft, which they have a pretty good history of doing, they can maintain this. So this is going to be an interesting experiment over the next 5 years or so to see how this sort of ages for them. But you understand them doing it because all those guys are super young. They're in the prime, and like I said, they still have assets in other ways from a draft standpoint to still be able to throw some young, cheap bodies at this thing. So I get what they're doing, but it is crazy to look at those numbers, man. It is absolutely insane to look at the numbers and how much money these guys are going to be pulling in. And I don't know, which one, is there one that you disagree with the most? Like, they shouldn't have done Williams? I mean, obviously SGA is.
It's probably, I mean, and Chet proved me wrong in game 7, and the defense and the blocks, like the rim protection, he was so good in that closeout game. But I thought they'd have to pick two. They wouldn't be able to keep all three. The Chet one, I want, it's mainly the health factor with him, because even last year, he's missed time, I think, every year. And then there's times he can kind of disappear. So hell of a player. And certainly I ate crow in game 7 of that series, because I didn't think that Chet, I've talked a lot of dirt on him. He's not one of my favorite players, but he was brilliant in game 7.
Yeah, I think a lot of what it is with him is the defensive stuff.
Yeah.
That is where, and of course, once you get big money like this, now you're going to be asked to, or the expectation is going to go up in every way, especially the, you know, when it comes to his offense. But defensively, he's a big time impact player. You mentioned the health factor, though. I think that's one of the big things, because he's missed a bunch of time, dude. I mean, he missed his entire rookie year, and then he had another season where he was only playing like 30 some odd games. And then now, here you go. You're still getting the fatty boomba. So it's a pretty amazing to where you don't even have to play all that much to earn a giant extension.
The 214, too young to pass up. They all want that. 972 is texting about the Stars news. I'm seeing the same thing. Robert Tiffin, I know, has been talking about it. It appears that Matt Dumba is now listed on the Pittsburgh Penguins roster, and the Stars have a new player listed on their roster, courtesy of Pittsburgh. No official move has publicly been announced by the Stars or the NHL, so we'll wait till that's official. It's funny, I was just talking to the Hockey Hawk, Gavin Spittle. They got a new Spits and Suds podcast out now, and they had a great conversation about Jason Robertson. But I was like, man, the one thing that's really puzzling is the Matt Dumba contract. Like, what? I figured it would be a buyout, or they would have tried to move him by now. They need to free up that $2 million. Maybe the move has just happened. We'll wait until that's official. And Tim McMahon, courtesy of DLLS Mavs, and we're going to talk with Bobby Corella at 4 o'clock live from Vegas, said, quote, I anticipate PJ Washington will sign an extension next month, and I think it's probably going to be at a number that he will be very tradable on. So Gafford got done. PJ Washington got done. So maybe they stay as Mavericks, but also now you've got contracts that other teams, if you do get to the deadline and you need to make some changes, those could be tradable assets for you.
Yeah, maintain that flexibility. I do love that. By the way, so it's Chet missing his rookie year, then year two playing 82 games, and then this past season playing 32 games. And then here's $250 million.
Mm, yeah.
Wow. We'll get to some of what Deion had to say at 2:40. We'll do a little college football darty. He was awesome yesterday. Big 12 media days. Big upset in Wimbledon. We had the number one player in the world, Sablanka. She loses. I know Sean and RJ. RJ was super invested in this in the morning. I was listening to Crosstalk with him and KNC. But it didn't seem like she, and this is, she just loses in the semifinal. Kevin was talking about this. I mean, he hit on the underdogs play with that. So there's your Wimbledon update. We just had in the semifinal of the championship that's going on right now in the doubles, somebody was down and it looked like might need some pickle juice, might need that Kamar rocker.
Yeah, it looked like to me it's tennis is always kind of a strange sport when the trainers come on to the grass here at Wimbledon, because it's like they're kind of limited what they can do. You know, everybody's looking at you, and then you're like, okay, do we need to get this participant up into the locker area? We've had a little bit of that. Remember we had a pec strain or pec tear the other day? And so it's always, there's always that uncomfortable what's about to happen bit. So yeah, it's trainers and tennis is not always something that you're kind of you see a lot of.
No.
All right, let's get to our G-Bag of the Day champ, and then we'll get into the top 10. Lucius had my mind running yesterday after LA Live, which was awesome. The most ridiculous sports scandals in history. 877-881-1053. That's next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I'm a fan. All right, we got the Wooly Bully Top 10 List of the Day here in just a moment, as well as the G-Bag of the Day Champion segment here in the nation, brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. We got a college football Thirsty Thursday Darty coming up here in a few minutes. But right now, it's time to go into the Pimp Cup with Lucius.
Here it is. Here it is. G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan, 5:30. Replay the champion right about this time every weekday, okay? Hit me up at Lucky Lucius P if you see anything out there. My name is L.A., by the way. This is day two. Day two for this champion audio. I call it a Shell Shack combo pack. Huh?
I love it.
That's where you guys were.
Yeah,
hell,
yeah.
We were there. Yeah, yeah. Okay. We were all over that place.
I got it. I got it.
Yeah, you know, because I would. That's definitely me. That's definitely my bag right there. All right, Tolo Richie. Shout out to you. It was his birthday yesterday, and he busted his ass. Busted his ass like they're on live radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we mentioned a few on that survey, right? Pickens, Diggs. Ferguson, Bland. Those guys are all, Richie, you okay, buddy?
Oh, wow.
Birthday boy just took a tumble. It's all right, Rich. It's all right, buddy. Sam Williams is in a contract.
Keep
here.
Going.
Tyre Elam is in a contract here.
Let Richie's go, up. Richie.
Richie's up. There he is. But if you had to pick one, most approved in a contract
looks like
season.
Me at the parking lot at Avis.
I was just about to say, man. A tumble. Check a his knee for some scrapes.
It was chaos.
Lucius,
what was that?
It was shocking.
Somebody drop a tray?
Yeah. It literally, like, he was to my right, so I couldn't see. But you heard it. That's the thing. And then I looked over, and the guy was laying flat on his back.
Oh, no.
I mean, and I'm thinking, I honestly thought, because we had just done some birthday shots mm-hmm. with him. And I thought it was a little too much.
He was grooving.
Man, that's one thing that happens. Like, well, you know, I don't even want to talk about that. But if you knock over your drink or just make a mistake at the bar, everybody thinks, oh my God, this guy. All right. And Big 12 Radio's very own Ari Temkin joined the nation yesterday. And he said Baylor was having their way last season, the football team.
So I'm picking Baylor to win the Big 12 this year. They are the most underrated team in college football. They're the hottest team in college football. They did get blown out in the bowl game, but before that they had won six straight, including a win to end the season of Kansas, who was playing at that time as good as anybody. So those are the two hottest teams in college football, and Baylor just ran a train on them. And so I mean that trucked them.
Trucked him. Train and truck. He was trying to circle back, wasn't he?
Yeah, He tried to double back.
He
tried to hit them with the freaking beard.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He's
freaking beard. Just totally ignore that. Freaking beard, man.
I didn't say that.
All-time stuff. Ari Temkin, there it is. Your G-Bag of the Day champions, the Shell Shack combo platter. And, of course, we'll have a brand new batch of nominees at 5:30 today during the commercial-free expressway leading into LA Live at 5:40. Here's Zach Wolchuk.
All right. Top 10 most ridiculous sports scandals in history, 877-881-1053. This is in honor of Lucius's LA Live yesterday. We talked a lot of the Cowboys scandals. I loved that. I was like, okay, what other scandals can
we come
up with?
Dude, you can 100% have a reality TV show where you just go over each and every Cowboys scandal. Mm-hmm. It'll last you 5 seasons.
Yeah.
100%.
Once a week.
Produce it.
Yes. Come on. God, Paul, now you got to buy the rights of the Cowboys or something, something weird.
There's always loopholes.
You wear those weird jerseys that don't match like really Cowboy jerseys. Yeah. You're like, this is not it.
It'll be a 90-10 split Jerry's way.
Yeah.
It'd be a tremendous. I'd love it, though. I mean, I think
Nate
people
Newton
would
be all out. Slim. It's like, this ain't it. It's not.
She's going to quit the
Who's
same?
Doing the casting?
I'd love that, though. All right, 877-881-1053. What are some of the scandals in sports history that come to mind for you? I do have to pay on a favor here, as yesterday after the show a lot of people were like, well, what happened here? We missed an opportunity, as we went through Brian's question, and Sean and RJ replayed it this morning. Crosstalk with KNC. I know you were listening, Brian.
I was.
And they had the judge like, is this now the newest, longest question in the history of the fan. I think Kevin clocked it at a minute 16. And it is. It's the longest run-on question in the history of the fan.
There we go.
Really? It beats Eric's?
Well, I don't know. Should we find out?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do it.
Damn, y'all.
Yeah, hopefully.
You know, one of the things, Steven, I think most fans are, you know, really curious about, not just with the Cowboys, but really across the league. It's one thing that fans and people like to talk about is just, you know, what the process is of making these in-game decisions in the moment. And it always really ends up falling back onto the plate of the head coach ultimately. But the process involved, how many people are involved in these decisions? For example, Greg Zuerlein, 59-yard field goal. Some people would say, hey, maybe you should go for it there or whatever it may be, or calling a timeout or, you know, any type of in-game, in-the-moment decision. And I'm curious kind of what is the process like? Ultimately, when it's in that moment, is it really just Mike McCarthy deciding for himself kind of based on the knowledge he has in lead-up or whatever it is? Just kind of a gut decision for him, or are there people in his ear saying, hey, we should probably kick the field goal here, or hey, we should call the timeout here? What is it in-game, the process, like when it comes to making those sort of game management decisions?
Well, you covered a lot of territory there.
Steven saved it, man.
That's amazing.
That was a fair question. When you finally hear it, okay, it's a fair question.
I mean, because Eric's just goes.
Yeah.
Brian had, like, there were moments where Jared would start to try and answer, thinking the question, and then Brian would jump back in.
Yeah.
So, like, that's probably more of a run-on, but just without no pause. We might have two separate categories here.
Steven was going to let me just go on.
He was going to let you keep on going, eating that clock up for him. Yeah, eat that clock, son.
He finished his burger.
It's like scheduling Brad Sham, bro.
He takes another call, comes back. Wow, he's still talking.
Hey, every decision for Mike McCarthy is definitely a good decision, by the way.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, good call.
Very much so.
They all are.
All right, let's dive into the top 10 most ridiculous sports scandals in history. I'm sorry. So many people reached out. We're like, why didn't you play Eric's yesterday?
Yeah.
You're right. We should have. So paid off on that.
It's painful.
I mean, I could tell.
During crosstalk today, whenever it was happening, I literally turned my sound down for those.
Is that the hardest one to listen to, like, out of all the stuff?
He's not wrong, because I was driving down Northwest Highway and I heard what was going on. I turned mine off too.
Yeah.
And then I clicked back on.
I wanted to hear Broadus's. I did not want to hear mine.
You know what? And I thought it was like a minute seven and I clicked back and it was still going and I went, oh, damn.
Yeah, dude.
Shut it off again.
Yeah. It really hurts.
A lot of texts flowing in. The 512, and we mentioned this yesterday during the Cowboys stuff, the Michael Irvin, and I think they played.
Do you remember the one that the supposedly happened between him, Michael Irvin, and Eric Williams?
No.
Where they, in 1997, January of 97.
In the hotel room. The
hotel room. This is, there was the Michael Irvin with when the police came to the door, but there was another one where supposedly, and this lady, she went through.
Oh, that's when he came back with the mink.
Yeah.
And the lady.
Mink down to the floor, baby.
Yeah, like.
Because the stripper lady was saying Eric Williams and the playmaker.
Held a gun to her head.
Okay. Yeah. That's right.
And so, but then she recanted her story.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something that they had to deal with.
Did she go to jail?
I don't know but it happened. I remember, because it's so funny, Lucius, when you got me thinking. On the way home, I call my friend who was, I said, hey, I appreciate you helping me. He started walking me through all the ones they'd been through. And I said, well, what about the one with the hotel and all that? He goes, that didn't happen at a team hotel. That was Michael Irvin separate.
It was a personal deal.
Personal deal. But he was, and then we were talking about the White House and all that other stuff.
If that happened at a team hotel, that'd be crazy, bro. What?
Yeah. It's interesting. You said, like, crazy. Did she go to Dale?
Night before game.
Yeah. It's like, there aren't ramifications, are they, Lucius, for, like, the false accusations?
Yeah, like, you should go to jail for that. 100% you've been proven. You wrecked some lives. Like, you don't know what's going to happen.
I went through and read the story about it, and she recanted everything that was said. And
that's Michael Irvin. If it was Michael Lucius Irvin, Alexander, I don't have the lawyers to fight that type of case.
I'm
holding an L for a while until it finally comes on out.
Yeah, that was Michael and Eric Williams. It was, again, January of 97 is when that thing went down.
Yeah, I mean, there's several of those sports, like the punt god, Matt Araiza, that ended up being false. that accusation. He lost his job. Now he's back in the league. You know, good for him. But initially, it looked like his career's over. Right. The Duke lacrosse scandal.
You got to recoup all that money, too, that you lost.
Duke lacrosse was another one, too.
And MasterCard could have been looking at you. That's over with.
Oof, crazy. Some texts coming in. The doc on the UNLV basketball player that got by the mob. Because he was shaving points. I have not seen that.
What, Arizona State? Is that,
or they said UNLV basketball.
I know the one they had a points shaving at Arizona State.
Yeah.
Was one.
Was that football?
No, it was basketball.
But I feel like basketball is the one that's got a lot of those iffy.
Yeah.
That's the one. I mean, baseball too. The Shohei.
Well, how about that? How about the Alabama baseball coach?
Oh, yes.
That got fired mid-tournament.
Just a few years ago, right?
Yeah, that was recent. A
couple years ago,
The Pony Express. The 2-on-4, the SMU pay-to-play scandal. Bobby
Valentine. Those are pioneers,
let
bro.
Let me tell you what.
Yeah, pioneers to the game.
Look at that. They were 30 years before their time.
I know. Lucius has got his pony up gear on. I'll tell you what. There was a lot of admiration for what those guys and gals were doing at SMU. Because they kept a secret. And people, if today, I would love to sit down and have dinner with those guys and talk. How did you guys set all this up,
dude?
Because nobody could trace it.
As thick as thieves.
And then it turned into a player turned them in.
Mm.
An out-of-state player turned them in from.
Was it a player that didn't get what he wanted?
Well, the whole thing.
So now he's got bad blood.
The whole thing, yeah. It was like the whole thing, like the player kind of, they were talking about taking him out of the system and all that stuff. And he ratted him out is what he did. But SMU had a system that was in the 80s was incredible how they paid their
no
players.
There's no way, right, that could have worked with the social media era today. Like, it's got to be so
I
much more
put
difficult
it,
to keep
put
it private.
I wouldn't put it past these people. Like I say, like, you can talk to, like, Craig James and Eric Dickerson and those guys. They ain't telling you nothing.
That's
They're
amazing.
Not telling how it even happened.
That's amazing.
But they set up something that banks are envious of.
Number 10 was Brady into Flightgate. That just got texted in. NASCAR and the infamous Spingate.
That was with Michael Waltrip's crew. That was with Michael Waltrip Racing. And they were trying to get if they got a certain finish in a race and they spun one of their sister cars, they went over to code over the radio and they got picked up. And they spun one of the sister cars so the other car could finish in the points so they could get in the playoffs. Yeah, that killed Michael Waltrip Racing.
Tim Donaghy and the NBA betting scandal.
I kind of fascinated his story, too.
Yeah.
I think he's
podcasting now, isn't he? He's kind of open about it.
Well, he's like advertising on radio. So I'm Tim Donaghy. Call me up. I'm going to tell you.
Legal bets. I got you.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you the 76ers, why they're going to win tonight.
He's our Odyssey gambling insider.
He is. Like, he's
incredible.
We got a podcast on the guy. It just shows you what you can do.
Bonds in the steroid era in baseball. Renault at the 2008 Singapore Grand Prix.
Yeah, that's like Bonds popping up with a men's clinic or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, another
new Balco.
Yes.
Yeah, Renault, they wrecked a car.
They intentionally crashed to help Fernando Alonso.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah, this was Flavatori. I always say his name wrong. The guy who's the current principal at Alpine.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, the kind of the flaring.
Okay,
you know, that, yeah.
I remember. Okay, they
he
did.
Got banned.
They did talk about that got, in this got, past F1
yeah,
series.
Yeah, in Drive to Survive. Yeah, the current principal of the team is
Man.
Now yeah he got banned like it was going to be a lifetime ban and then they brought him back.
Tiger Woods and the infidelity accusations.
Man, people are making a real big deal about that. People act like their hearts were broke behind Tiger Woods. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you're breaking my heart. I thought you were a family guy. Mm-hmm. You're driving Buicks.
He did put up some numbers though, huh?
Good for him.
He didn't let nothing get past him, bro.
And it wasn't a bunch of tens either, was
he
it?
Never said no.
Yeah.
He never said not to date Tiger.
That HBO dog.
I admire he had the Waffle House in mind when he was doing all this. I think we all love the Waffle House.
Absolutely. Lance Armstrong and the doping allegations.
They were all doing it.
Every one of them.
But he sued guys, but, right?
Lance ruined lies trying to prove that he didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
One of the greatest liars in sports history.
Absolutely.
I don't think there's any way you could do what those guys do without doping.
Probably
I just
not.
Don't know. There's no way you could ride in the mountains like 112 mm-hmm. miles up straight up the hill and survive that. Yeah.
Well, Chuck, we're getting
to
a lot
even
of,
want to do that, you have to be on some type of drugs.
There's no way,
Michael Vick, Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, I mean, both of those absolutely deserve mentions. Russian athletes in the Olympic bands, number 3.
That goes all the way back to the 80s.
Oh, it still might be. I mean, 2014, we just had a new doc about it.
DECA.
Yep. The Chicago White Sox in the 1919 World Series.
Eight
is number
Men
2.
Out. If you've never seen that movie, watch it. Eight Men Out is I think, a well-done sports movie.
Mm. But number 1 is figure skating in the 1994 Winter Olympics, Nancy Kerrigan and Tanya Harding.
But see, I don't think that was the Winter Olympics. I think she clubbed her at...
It was just before.
Yeah, in Detroit, because we were playing a game against the Lions, and it just so happened that we were there when it was going on.
That's
so
crazy.
I remember sitting in the hotel, and the Detroit news coming on that Kerrigan got clubbed in the knee. By Jeff, was it Jeff Galooly? I think was the guy.
Was that the boyfriend that did it?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's still one of the, and Tanya was a good movie. Wild story that happened. So, trip down memory lane there, just some top 10 sports scandals.
I love it. All right, Jared Sandler talking Rangers at the top of the hour, but coming up next, let's hit you with a Thirsty Thursday college football. Darty, Dion wants a salary cap. How does this Iowa lineman keep up his weight? This is amazing. His name's incredible as well. And the arch villain for every top team. That's next here in the next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nation.
Thank you, Lucius. It's official. The Stars did make that move. They traded defenseman Matt Dumba to the Pittsburgh Penguins. They're getting back Vladislav Kolyachanok. He's been informed that he's been traded to
That's
Dallas.
That's impressive.
Really nice work.
That is.
Thank you.
Quality work there, bro.
I'm hoping that I pronounced that correctly.
I think you just made up somebody's name.
Kolyachanok.
You executed it to perfection.
I tried
you said
to.
It with confidence.
I did. I'll go run down the hallway and say, like, hey, Spitzy, what do you think? Good move, bad move. I think he's liking this one.
I just like that you hit it right there when the Pantera was coming
back.
You know what I mean? It was like perfect. You know, synergy right there.
Synergy.
Hey, Lucius, real quick, did you bring up yesterday about the guy that tried to assassinate that was hired to Michael?
Yes.
Yeah, sure did.
Did we figure out how that – because I just got a – my buddy again sent me something. He's listening to the program. evidently a guy named Johnny Hernandez at the time. He was 28 years old. This is from the Oklahoman. Received a 6-year prison term in exchange for his guilty plea. He later apologized and accepted responsibility for the action that forced his resignation from the job I've always wanted as a police officer. He evidently was a cop that was that tried to have Michael Irvin killed.
Because Michael Irvin, I think, was maybe shagging around with the girlfriend.
Yeah, they said here, in another another scandal surrounding Michael Irvin ended Friday with a former Dallas police officer admission that he plotted to have the Cowboys star killed.
Wow.
And it was Johnny Hernandez at the time, 28 years old. This report was this was on August 3rd of 96.
Even cops fall for it. Yeah. I keep telling you, there's no such thing as a hitman that you can just call. Yeah. It's not going to happen, bro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. August of 96 was when that went down.
Yeah, Claymore, a big tolo on Twitter, actually tagged me in one of these articles, and I guess Kevin Williams and Billy Davis both were called to testify in this, and disgraced Dallas police officer Johnny Hernandez. That is a wild story. There's so many that we could get to. Let's talk some college football, though, shall we? And Dion took the podium yesterday, Big 12 Media Days. Big thank you to Ari Temkin for joining us. A lot of great information. Prime talked about his health. He's going to be good to go this upcoming season. But he had this to say regarding kind of where we are in terms of NIL and the current state of college football.
I wish it was a cap. You know, like the top of the line player makes this. And if you're not that type of guy, you know you're not going to make that. That's what the NFL does. So the problem is you got a guy that's not that darn good, but he could go to another school and they give him $500,000, and you can't compete with that. That don't make sense. And you're talking about equality, not equality, like equal, I guess, so equality. And all you have to do is look at the playoffs and see what those teams spent. And you understand darn near why they're in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to compete with somebody who's giving $25, $30 million to a darn freshman class.
Right.
It's crazy. We're not complaining because all these coaches up here could coach their butts off and given the right opportunity with the right players and play here and there, you'll be there. But it's what's going on right now don't make sense. And we want to say stuff, but we're trying to be professional. But you're going to see the same teams darn near at the end and with somebody who sneaks up in there. But the team that pays the most is going to be there in it.
I find this interesting that his sons and Travis Hunter are now gone. You know, now all of a sudden, like, wait a minute, we need a cap. We need a cap here, man. I think he realizes, too, that Colorado, he might not be able to compete.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing. I mean, he called out Joey McGuire in Tech. He's like, hey. You got money. Throw me some of that money over there that you got. So clearly,
he and Joey are big, or night, are friends.
Oh yeah, big time with friends. High school football. He won his son, I think, played for Joey here locally. So I mean, it wasn't. It was all tongue in cheek, but it is one of those where maybe we are destined for some sort of salary cap in the future as college football is in a very unique time. I mean, it's a long time coming. I like where we are here, but it'll be fascinating with kind of how this college football playoff plays out. If it does happen like Dion's saying, where if we just look up and the same teams with the highest backing when it comes to NIL funding are kind of in the Final Four every year, maybe we will look to make a change.
But we did in the first of the 12, we did have an SMU.
We did.
You know, and so that was, to me, SMU is throwing a lot of money. We're talking about them again, but they're working at a deficit being in the ACC because of them getting into the ACC. They had to forego some money that the ACC normally gives. So, like, SMU had to say, okay, if we're allowed to join, we're not allowed to get X amount of dollars from the ACC. So they had to generate over $100 million for their programs to be able to compete, you know, in the ACC. Yeah. Now, eventually, hopefully, it'll circle back and they'll be okay. But yeah, these universities are having to generate a ton of money in order to pay these student athletes. I mean,
we had Matt Campbell at Ohio State.
I'm not gonna call them student athletes anymore. They're
college
players.
Athletes.
They're players.
Yeah,
they're players.
I mean,
didn't we shoot up there too fast? In your opinion, I mean, man, do you think?
Well, I tell you what, Lucius, I think what happened is that for so many years we knew this was the right thing to do, and it just it just, you know what? It instead of gradually working through it,
right?
We just immediately just rubber stamped everything, and it was for all the sins of the past.
Well, we make up for it right now.
Yeah, like there's guys I'm sure that the guys that played in the 90s, and maybe there's some kickbacks to those guys and gals from back in the day. Not enough, not to where today. I couldn't imagine what a guy like Vince Young, and Vince Young was getting paid, don't get me wrong, but I wonder what Vince Young would be getting at Texas. You know, I wonder what
Reggie Bush.
Yeah.
I just feel like Cam we shot Newton to $1 million so fast.
There's no question.
Made any steps. Like, this kid should have got 5,000 maybe a month or something like
it
that.
It is.
10,000. You know, to work your way up is too, so we can keep it in line.
No, you're right, because there
y'all
was no
point. Y'all just shot it all the way up here and said, well, we got to walk it back now.
I do know my father when, like, at Texas A&M, and this is in the 70s. This is the middle 70s. Like, remember we interviewed Eric Dickerson, though, too, and it was like a $200,000 deal for him at that time. You know, it was like A&M was trying to get in there on that. But my dad used to put like $500 in his guy's shoes, you know, like in the locker room. He'd go by and rip off some bills and put them in the guy's shoes.
That
and
damn
stuff.
Pioneer, your father.
But that's what I'm saying. But like $500 in the 70s, you were thinking, you're like, man, I've got it made.
I'm rich.
Now, Livy Dunn, who is on a national championship gymnast team, she's not as the most talented gymnast at LSU. She's good, but she's not the most talented, but she's the highest paid one because of all the social stuff and things. She's talking about plucking down 1.5 for an apartment. You know, I mean, there's players that were, whether basketball, football, back in the day, probably worth 2, 3, 4 times that amount of money.
Absolutely.
You know, like, and Eric Dickerson, we were talking about him. He's probably looking at this like, yeah, I got paid for my time. But imagine what a guy like Eric Dickerson would be worth today, or Earl Campbell, or somebody like
Barry Sanders.
Oh, yeah. But you're right. This thing shot completely
too fast, man.
Too fast, because
so runaway stock. You got to bring it back down a little bit. It's going to poot out.
Nobody knew how to control anything.
Yeah, there's been no regulation.
They don't know how to regulate it. The toothpaste is already out of the tube.
Mm-hmm.
They can't put it back in.
This Iowa offensive lineman has to eat an absurd amount of calories to weigh 320 pounds on game day. He's got to consume. His name is Jennings Dunker. Might be Gennings, but I think it's Jennings Dunker. It's Jennings with a G.
Mm.
His diet requires him to eat at least 5,000 calories a day. Now, that's at least. I was pretty heavy. I was in the mid-340s at one point, but I have to weigh under 329. I don't want to end up on the fat bike to lose calories, he said. I would rather die than miss weight, whatever it takes. So here's what he eats. Friday night, 5:30 p.m., 2 to 3 servings of pasta with meat marinara.
So this is the night before a game.
Night before. A few rolls, 12-ounce steak, 2 servings of fruit. 3 hours later, we're having 3 hamburgers. Mm. 3 bags of baked Lay's chips. 3 bags.
It's like Larry Allen's daily diet.
And those are party size bags, right? Yeah.
Drip drop hydration and a hot chocolate. Then Saturday morning, game day, 7:15 a.m.
Drip drop is doing absolutely nothing. Or it's working the hardest out of everything. I don't know which one it is.
That's the Hail Mary.
What is drip drop? Is it the liquid?
It's a hydration mix, yeah.
It's a drink?
Yeah, just electrolytes.
Okay, gotcha. Go ahead.
Even though he's got enough sodium in his system for a lifetime.
Oh, big time. 4 pieces of toast, 2 bowls of Wheaties, a few pancakes. I don't know how many a few is.
3.
That's 3 to 4.
Okay. 2 chicken breasts, 24 ounces of water, Lucius, and more drip drop hydration mix. Then at 9 a.m., 4 pieces of toast, another chicken breast. 10:15 a.m., Morton Gel, Honey Stinger Energy Waffle and Chews, more drip drop. And then during the game, he's got body armor, water, Powerade.
He sounds like he has a hydration problem.
Yeah,
he sounds like a guy that might be in that situation where he's got, he might be fighting the cramps and stuff that during the games.
After the game, he goes to Culver's.
Gets definitely cramping in the stomach.
Yeah.
That's just processing all of that
he's
stuff.
He's got a bubble guts.
Yeah.
Double bacon cheeseburgers.
I gotta go.
Family-sized order of cheese curds or onion rings, depends on the day, and then 3 sides of ranch. Insane diet just to maintain his weight.
crazy.
What a guy.
I'd pick another place other than Culver's myself.
Jennings that's just, Dunker.
That's me.
what a legend.
What an absolute stud. All right, there's your college football, Darty. Let's get our preview courtesy of Blue Nail Roofing of your Rangers with our buddy Jared Sandler. That is next in the Nation.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at PitchHitRun.com.